Hi, it's Annie. Welcome to Spoken Sunday. It's September 5th. I'm going to be reading a short story, a first draft from a short story that I wrote to a prompt. I knew it was a mistake the moment it was over. You can pop over to my website to read that if you like. I'll be putting the link at the bottom of this. But my website is AnnieEvett, AnnieEvett.blogspot.com. This is called Mayus Culpa. I stroke Michael's face as his thoughts wander into sleep. That perfect face, so peaceful. It's unimaginable that the screaming only half an hour before could have belonged to either of us. I smile at how quickly my loathing, bordering on hatred, towards him has changed. How now I could think of nothing more incredible than staying in bed with him. I stare up at the ceiling. Beside me, he is sated. I feel his body soften as he slumbers. I imagine I am basking in the glow for some short time. My body sings with that complete feeling, and I allow a small smile to rest on my face. It's only then that I begin to feel the sapping energy, with its tendrils sinking deeply inside me, ripping me apart and exposing me to the world. I see cobwebs needing to be brushed down from the ceiling and a wall that needs repainting. The guilt of my ineffectualness in my role as in my life darkens my soul. I look over at Michael again. Still sleeping, but I wonder if it's just for show. I try and even my breath in and out, and I try and inch my way out of bed. He stirs and moans in his sleep, his hand reaching out into the empty pillow. I freeze, but the hand goes limp, and he drifts again. Perhaps I reason with myself I could lay here a little longer, soak up the ecstasy of the moment and the feeling of oneness and completion. Dark guilt, fed by the piles of washing on the floor, raises its ugly head and begins to taunt me. My home needs attention while I lay in bed. I inch again out of bed, taking every movement slowly before I am upright. My feet seek slippers for a quiet getaway. I turn for a last look at that perfect form laying in my bed, the sheet casually draped over his chest and an arm flung above his head. I sigh and reach out and gently caress his face, but I know that it was a mistake the moment was over. Eyes spring open, tiny mouth twisted in retribution of being roused and abandoned. With Michael's shrieks, tears of exhaustion and frustration spring into my eyes. I wrap him tightly, pop him on my shoulder, and I begin that endless walk up and down the hallway, making soothing noises and promising him not to ever leave him alone again. The blunt knife of guilt twists deeply as I contemplate the following advice to bottle feed Michael rather than to feed on demand, as I've been told. To trade that certain feelings of ecstasy of connection with the possibility of more sleep tantalizes me. I continue to stumble up the hall as the tendrils of guilt wind their way around my heart. Hope you enjoyed that. Short and sweet. And I'll see you next Sunday. Oh, and I just thought I might add too, I was actually surprised about how many people were quite offended by this story and wrote to me. So please let me know what you think. I'll catch you next Sunday. Bye.